Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3384 BN. Today's date is June 21st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Confirmed Deep State Domestic Terrorists Are the People. Deep State Panics. Prepare Election Challenge. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because they realize that their cheating mechanisms, well, they're going to have quite a bit of problems, and they're panicking over this. And they are now preparing an election challenge. And what does that really mean? It means that when Trump wins the election, they are putting together lawyers to challenge the elections of 2024 so they don't have to certify the elections. I thought the elections were completely safeguarded. I mean, why would they have to challenge the elections? Why would they have to get lawyers? Think about what they're doing right now. They're trying to delay the elections. Yes, you can delay the elections by not certifying them. And I do believe this is exactly what they're preparing to do because they know that their cheating system that they have in place. And yes, the system that we vote in today is their cheating system. They purchase the computerized system. They create the ballots. They feed it in. They handle all of it. They put certain people into place. Now, if we use their cheating system and they don't have COVID like they don't have, they might try to ramp up the bird flu right before the elections. But again, I don't believe that's going to go that far. So that means they don't have the drop boxes, the mail-in ballots. They don't have what they need to cheat in the election. Plus, I do believe Trump is going to have way too many people this time around for them to actually create enough ballots to make it make sense. Yes, you can cheat. They could do it. But it's going to look kind of obvious when the results come out because they're going to have to reduce the number that Trump is getting and increase the numbers that Biden's getting. But if they don't do that and they just add it to Biden or Michelle Obama, whoever's, or Hillary Clinton, whoever is running, it's going to look kind of obvious. And this is going to be a huge problem. Now, they don't really care about that because they want to make the people angry. I mean, we already know, and it's confirmed, that they see we the people as the domestic terrorists. Now, let's go back a little bit in time. Remember, the deep state has been running this country for quite a while. When they have been going into the Middle East, Iraq, Libya, Lebanon, you name it, when they remove the government there and they put in a new puppet government, those people that are against the puppet government, because remember, these people aren't really elected, they're actually installed. Those people that are against that puppet government, they are called terrorists. Actually, they called them Al-Qaeda out in the Middle East. This way they can use drones on those people. Here in this country, we know that the government was overthrown. They overthrew the duly elected president. And now we have a puppet government. And we can see how they're destroying this country. Actually, if you look at the other countries, it's the same exact thing. So anyone that's against the puppet government is deemed a domestic terrorist. And it's no longer a conspiracy. It is now confirmed in documentation. And think about what they've done here. They rigged the elections, and now, since the people are waking up, they see them as domestic terrorists. More and more people wake up, you are our enemy. And this is why Biden is continually coming out there saying, oh, what are you going to do, use an AR-15 against me? Well, I have an F-15. What resident or what individual that is elected by the people, which he wasn't, but what individual who's supposed to be representing the people of this country, who would ever say that unless you're a dictator, unless you're installed? And I think the people, they're starting to realize this. Even the D's are starting to wake up, and we haven't gotten to all of them. And this is why Trump is having his rallies in the blue states. Remember, this is not about just another four-year election. It's not just about, hey, let's just have him win. He'll be in there for 4 years and everything will be great for those 4 years. And hopefully we'll get another candidate that is almost like Trump and they'll be able to continue this on for another 4 years. And then after that, yeah, there might be a Democrat or something that comes in and reverses everything that we did. You see, that doesn't give us anything. That brings us back to exactly where we were, because we've already seen it. We've already seen Trump come in 2016. He showed you, look, I can place tariffs on China and Europe. I can give that money to the farmers. I can create jobs. I can revitalize industry. I can close the borders and lock them down. I can build a wall. I can have peace in the Middle East. I can have the Abraham Accords. I can bring the soldiers home. I can do all of these things and make the country energy independent, and it's going to look fantastic. Well, those were great 4 years, but what happened when the resident came in? He reversed everything. So again, do we really want to go through this again and again and again and again? No, we don't. His entire mission from the very, very beginning was to do what? It was to destroy the deep state. It was to destroy everything that they created. They created a criminal syndicate in this country. He couldn't do it during his first term. It's too big, too deep, too wide, and the people didn't see it. That's why he needed them to cheat in the election. He needed to take control of the country before he woke the people up. And he needed to keep the people safe because, again, the deep state players, they see us as what? Domestic terrorists. You really think they care about our lives? Absolutely not. So he took control and put everything into place his first term. He also declassified a lot of information. This is why the deep state is panicking. The second phase was the next 4 years of the resident. He wanted everyone to see how they're destroying the country. He needed everyone to understand the system, to understand that, no, it's not just DC that's corrupt, and it's just not just Biden, and it's not just Obama and those people that work around him. It's the entire system that is corrupt. The entire system is a criminal syndicate where there is no justice for those people that are against them. And I think you could see that very, very clearly. So he needed to spend this time, and he needed the people to wake up, and he needed people to understand who the enemy, the true enemy, really is. It's not the Democrats. It's not the independents. It's not Republicans or rhinos. It's the deep state players that are running the criminal syndicate. Those individuals, they are the true enemy of we the people. They are the tyrannical government that our founding fathers warned us of going back in time. Remember, the Declaration of Independence, it wasn't just a piece of paper. It was to inform the generations after them, this is what you need to do. This is what we did, and this is what you need to do when you experience the same thing that we did. And remember, the Declaration of Independence, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So it's up to we the people to remove this government that's tyrannical, that's destroying what we know. How do you remove it if the people don't know? That's why Trump needed to spend these next 4 years after the 2020 election. He needed the people to see the true enemy. People are now seeing the true enemy. The people, and that's what taking back the country really means. When people see the true enemy, we refer to the Declaration of Independence. Hey, wait, our founding fathers went through the same thing. They gave us a piece of paper instructing us on how to do it again. That's what this is all about. When you look at the Biden administration, Obama, Hillary Clinton, the rhinos, and the rest, and you look at DC, what are they doing? They're destroying this country. that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, that's what they have been doing. They have been destroying this country. They are a tyrannical government. They need to be removed. And Trump, he just can't march in with the military. It has to be done by the people. That's what this document says. They gave us a roadmap. They explained what needs to be done. Trump just needed to show the people. Trump just needed to wake the people up so you could see the enemy. Now, is 100% of the country awake right now? No. Is a lot of the people awake? I would say about 70% of the people are pretty much awake. I do believe the next phase of this is going to wake up the rest of the people, because people are going to see that this tyrannical government is going to try to force us to go to war. This tyrannical government is going to force the D's, the R's, the I's, everyone in this country to go to war and to sacrifice your life for them. This is what is going to wake up the people. This is what's going to wake up everyone. No matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, makes no difference what race you are going to wake up. Because when people hear, wait a minute, you want me to go out there, or my children to go out there, or my father to go, or my mother to go out there, now it's all women and men, you want us to sacrifice our lives for you? Well, I think that's going to wake up a lot of people, especially when you have the crazy orange man, as they call him, which he's not crazy and he's not orange, but they're going to hear this guy say, I think we can have peace. I know the players. I think I can shut this all down. We don't have to fight for these tyrannical people. Who's with me? Anyone with me? And I do believe you're going to see a lot of D's. You're going to see a lot of people all of a sudden say, whoa, wait a minute. You know something? Yeah, I'm with you. Now, again, those individuals in Hollywood, those individuals that are corrupt, they want the war. Because remember, they're criminals. They've done bad things. They're treasonous to the country. And they're going to try to convince you. Yes, people in Hollywood. Yes, the corrupt politicians. Yes, those people that are in fake news. They're going to try to convince you that war is a good thing, that we should fight for our country. But again, you're not really fighting for the country. You're fighting for the deep state to cover up everything that they've done. You're fighting for Hollywood, those people that visited Epstein Island. You're fighting to cover up everything that they did. You see, war is a great way to cover up crimes. And this is why the criminals are going to tell that you, the people, must go out there and fight. And it doesn't matter if there's nuclear bombs that are dropping on us. You still have to fight. Because again, when everything's all said and done, who's going to remember Epstein Island? Who's going to remember treasonous crime? Nobody. That's why they want war. But the people of this country, they're not going to want it. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're counting on this. They're counting on the people. And every step of the way, what you're experiencing, what you're seeing is Trump, the Patriots showing you, look at the tyrannical government. Look at them. They're destroying your way of life. They're destroying this country. They're doing everything they possibly can. And now they're calling you their enemy. This is what the Declaration of Independence was written for. The founding fathers, they warned us. They wrote it down so we would know what to do. It's all in there. Everything is laid out. It's not a guessing game. Trump has taken this and he said, okay, let me just read the, okay. They're going to destroy the, okay, I got to show them the 16-year plan. I got to show them, look what they're going to do to this country. They're going to become dictators. They're going to become tyrannical. They're going to call you the enemy. Once I show people this, the counterinsurgency is going to be complete. And this is what he has done here. And now the people, they're going to fight for their country. And I don't mean with their ARs. I don't mean with their other weapons that they have. I'm talking about they're going to fight with information. They're going to fight with voting, because that's what the Declaration of Independence says. It doesn't say, hey, by the way, go out with your arms and start shooting at these people. It doesn't say that. It says we have every right to remove them from office. And the way you do that is voting. And this is what Trump has set up. He set up this entire platform where people could see the enemy. And he's endorsing true patriots that we need in Congress to remove the install people. After that, we then can pass laws and then he can remove the rest of the deep state players. And this is how you take back the country. Now, we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the Merrick Garland case, because we know the DOJ, who's part of the criminal syndicate, they're never going to press charges against Merrick Garland because he's part of the criminal syndicate. And this is the tyrannical government. This is what they put in place. So Jim Jordan, he says he believes the House has a strong case in court because the House had a formal vote to enter an impeachment phase against Garland, which includes access to evidence such as the audio recording. And he's saying since the DOJ said they're not going to charge him, they're saying there's no crime here, they can take him to another court. Now, think about it. They need to take Garland to another federal court to get rid of him because the Department of Justice is not going to do anything. Now, we'll have to see how this all plays out, and depends what court they bring this Merrick Garland to, and depends who the judge is, because remember, it's not, the corruption is not just in D.C. It's around the country, as we can see with Trump. I mean, it's very, very apparent that, yeah, there's corruption everywhere. And this is why it's going to take we the people to remove all this corruption. And we need someone at the helm directing all of this. And I do believe once the people vote for Trump and they put him into power, he will direct the rest of those individuals in Congress, those people in Senate, those people in his administration to start removing these people. I think the people in Congress, they'll already know what to do, and the people will demand it. And I do believe this will be the beginning of, and the end of the deep state players. But people, they are definitely waking up. They're seeing how the tyrannical government is destroying this country. And people could see it very, very clearly now at the border, because every day that passes, what do we see? We see another young girl who is murdered by an illegal that was let into this country. They were supposed to be removed, but they were kept in this country. And I think it's becoming very, very apparent to everyone that we have a major, major problem. Yes, I know there's people that are awake. They've been seeing this for a very long time. But think about all the other D's and all those other people that have been brainwashed and sleeping. They're starting to see a lot of this. And I do believe the cake topper is going to be the event in this country, which is going to wake up a lot of people. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, this mother just found out that her 12-year-old daughter, Jocelyn Nungari, was raped, then strangled to death by two Venezuelans. This is absolutely heartbreaking, and no mother should have to go through this. Absolutely not. And who's responsible for this? Yes, it is Biden, and it's also Alejandro Mayorkas. And remember, the House impeached him. Senator Schumer blocked his trial in the Senate. Who's responsible? It is the deep state players. It's the D's. They are responsible for every single one of these individuals. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said, he's pointing to Jenny Terre, and it says, scoop, one of the Venezuelan migrants charged with the murder of 12-year-old Jocelyn was released into U.S. just weeks ago. DHS sources tell me agents put a GPS tracker on Peña Ramos, which was only set to monitor his location for 21 days. Then Trump put this out and is pointing to Ollie London. Ollie London put this out on X and says, Houston police charged two Venezuelan migrant men over the brutal rape and strangulation of 12-year-old Jocelyn. The 12-year-old body was found dumped in shallow water in North Houston Creek after being strangled and raped. Trump responded and said, we have a new Biden migrant killing. It's only going to get worse. And it's all Crooked Joe Biden's fault. He's a disgrace to the office of the president. He's a disgrace to America. I look forward to seeing him at the fake debate on Thursday. Let him explain why he has allowed millions of people to come into our country illegally. And I do believe, yes, Trump is going to use a lot of this against him. And what's very interesting is that since we're talking about the debate and we'll continue on with the illegals, Trump should show up late like he does with everything else. And if he shows up late, the drugs would start to wear off with Biden. And then Trump can come in. I mean, think about all his speeches. Think about how he's like an hour late. He should show up an hour late and he'll have to stand there or sit there, whatever he's going to do. And the drugs will start to wear off and then Trump could have the debate. I think that would be very, very interesting. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that would be funny. Now, the other thing that we see is that Trump, he's been calling all these parents where their children are getting murdered by these illegals. Trump called the mother of Rachel Morin, who was ruthlessly raped and murdered by an illegal migrant from El Salvador. And the mom said that she was deeply touched by his honest compassion. And he's been calling around, letting these people know that this is a terrible thing and giving his condolences. What do you think Biden is doing? I don't believe he's doing this. And what's interesting is that Biden, Mayorkas, they won't even say these people's names. Paul Cipolla put this out and said, Mayorkas just refused to say Rachel Morin's name. Mayorkas then said he's not responsible for her murder, even though he allowed in the illegal who murdered her. Mayorkas helped facilitate Morin's murder. He's an accessory to the crime, and he absolutely is. And remember, he was impeached. And think about all the different women that have been murdered. Rachel Morin, Molly Tibbetts, Lisbeth Medina, Kate Steinle, Sarah Root, Lakin Riley. And now we have Jocelyn. And yes, like Trump said, this is not going to stop, because who are they letting into this country? They're letting in all these illegals. And these illegals, they have committed crimes. They threw away their ID. They aren't vetted. They just brought right in here, or they're flown in here. They don't even have to come up to the border anymore. And then they're set free in our country. And I think the people now are really starting to realize that this tyrannical government, they are destroying our way of life. They're destroying our country. And think about it. Since they went ahead and they put forth this NDAA with the draft, where they're going to automatically enter everyone, male names, into the Selective Service as the age of 18, and now they want women to join the draft, they're going to start a war to remove the young generation, while the illegals, who are the young generation, come in and replace everyone in this country. I mean, that's the great replacement right there. And that tells you everything you need to know. But again, you have to remember, the deep state players, the tyrannical government, they see we the people as the enemy. As people wake up, it's almost like the Matrix. You know, you're in the tube. You're okay to the machines while you're in the Matrix. When you wake up and they release you from your sleep, from the Matrix, you then become the enemy of them. The same thing's happening here. If you're following along with what they want and you stay sleeping and you believe their narratives, you're okay. If you wake up and you start to question everything that they're doing, you become the enemy. That is what we're seeing. And this has been confirmed. America First Legal put this out and said, internal docs from Biden's DHS show their plans to target Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. The Brennan Clapper Intel Group discussed how most of the domestic terrorism threat now comes from supporters of President Trump. Today, we are releasing the second tranche of internal files from the Homeland Intelligence Expert Group, obtained exclusively through our litigation with Richard Grenell against the Biden DHS. Today's installment exposes how the Biden administration classifies someone as a person likely to commit domestic violent extremist attacks, particularly those who support Trump, are in the military, or are religious. Under the Brennan Clapper Committee's approach to national security, when all else fails, DHS should use being in the military or religious to profile people and tag them as having indicators of extremists and terrorism as a pretext to allow DHS to spy on them. According to the group, we should be more worried about these individuals. The group went on to discuss most of the domestic terrorist threat now comes from supporters of President Trump. Think about this for a second. So these are the people that lied to us about Russia collusion. These are the people that lied to us about the Alpha Bank hoax, the Steele dossier. These are the people that lied to us about impeachment hoax number one and number two. These are the people that lied to us saying that they didn't overthrow the United States government in 2020. Remember Clapper? He lied to Congress when they asked him, are you spying on the American people? And then it came back in documentation that he was spying on the American people. Hey, since he lied, did he go to jail? No. What happened to him? Pretty much nothing. But it looks like from this lawsuit, they are now cleaning it all up. But again, it shows you the truth. It shows you the tyrannical government sees you as the enemy. The Direct Declaration of Independence tells us what to do with a tyrannical government. This is why Trump is waking everyone up. J. Michael Waller put this out and said, this is what the KGB did in the last decade of the USSR to justify its domestic spying. It accused its political opponents of terrorism. Mike Benz put this out and said, if you are in the military, DHS identifies you as a right-wing extremist because of likely Trump support. The DHS unit is run by Obama's CIA chief and whole intelligence community chief. Basically, if you're in the military, military intelligence sees you as a threat to the military. Think about that for a second. Rick Grinnell put this out and said the Biden team was forced to disband this committee because we showed that it was a weapon against Republicans. Fight back. DC is out of control. And it's not just Republicans, because, again, there's a lot of independents. And if you're a supporter of Trump and you're independent, you're not really Republican. And what about the D's that are saying, you know something, I know I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to vote for Trump now. So it's anyone that wakes up, anyone that calls them out, they are now seen as the enemy. I don't think they're going to say, hey, by the way, are you Republican or Democrat? Because actually, it doesn't even say that. It just says anyone that's a Trump supporter. And if you're religious, if you're in the military, I mean, I think this tells you everything you need to know. And again, what do you think the British government was calling their own people in this country that wanted freedom? They were calling them terrorists. Now, if the British would have won, they would have been hung and they would have gone down in history as terrorists. But since they won, they are known as the founding fathers. They're the ones who fought for freedom, gave us this incredible Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And people have been living free ever since. And they've told us, listen, we've given you freedom for the next 200 years. Actually, it's a little bit longer than that. But you're going to have to fight for this again. We've given you documents, instruction booklet on what to do when a tyrannical government rises up and they take over. And it doesn't happen in a day. I mean, it happens like that in the movies. But you have to remember how it really happens. It happens very, very slowly, methodically, so you don't realize it, so you don't see it. And as they're creating their tyrannical government, the criminal syndicate, they need to keep people asleep. So what they do is they need to take over the news organizations. They need to take over the print organizations where they print news stories. They need to educate people in the school systems. And this is what they have been doing. And I do believe Trump, from the very, very beginning, his mission was to take control of the country, make sure the people of this country are safe, and then wake them up. Because he knows the deep state players, they're going to play dirty. If he went directly at them, the deep state players, as you know, since they're calling you the enemy, do you think they'd have any problem shooting, blowing you up, destroying an entire city? I don't think they would blink twice to do that. I don't even think they would even give it a second thought. They would just say, yeah, release the bomb. And I think Trump knew this. I think he knew that, yeah, if I went directly at them, they would try to get rid of me. They would try to hurt a lot of people, and we would end up in a civil war. If I brought the military behind me, they would have their deep state actors. They would supply them with weapons. Those people that are on their side, they would fly certain planes. And yes, we would have a civil war in this country. That's why Trump decided to go down the route, and he decided to make it an information war, where people would wake up, people would see certain information, and we would take back control. Because with that information, people start to see the true enemy. And I do believe this is a bigger threat than a bunch of people with weapons going after the deep state. Because once people see the truth and people are awake, the deep state is powerless. What do? They can't put them back to sleep. They can't use propaganda on them. They're trapped in this, and now these people are awake, and they have to call them the enemy. So I do believe Trump went down this path. I think it was a brilliant path, because now he's created a weapon that is so powerful that the deep state can't combat. They can't do anything with it. Yes, they could shut down communications, but it doesn't put people to sleep. And once again, I think Trump has the counterinsurgency. I do believe it's working. And their insurgency is going to fall apart, just like everything else that they're doing. So what happens when people are awake and they see the crimes and they see everything else? They start a war. They got to cover up their treasonous acts. They got to cover up everything that happened on Epstein Island. And this is not just the people in Let's talk about our health. Whether you got vaccinated because you were coerced to keep your job or because you thought you were doing the right thing at the time, the health implications documented as being associated with this vaccine are vast, and a natural solution to combat these complications are on the minds of so many. Fortunately, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Risch, and the chief medical board at the Wellness Company have been among leading experts treating long COVID and a vaccine injury since the early days. The most common question Dr. McCullough gets in his clinical practice daily from those who took one of the shots is, how do I get this out of my body? The Wellness Company doctors continue to scour the source literature for evidence of products that can aid the body in breaking down spike protein, the toxic substance at the root of almost all problems related to COVID-19 and the vaccines. And Dr. McCullough notes that out of the available therapies I have used in my practice, I believe natokinase and related peptides hold the greatest promise for patients at the time. This groundbreaking discovery led to the formulation of the Wellness Company Spike Support Formula, which contains natokinase. To date, tens of thousands of people have tried spike support, and the result have been nothing short of miraculous. Testimonies on the website speak for themselves. And while you're there, note that purchasing the individual components of spike support formula would cost over $100, which means you save 35% with the Wellness Company's unique formulation. Spike support formula is the gold standard for combating spike protein, a daily supplement to help you get back to feeling your best. Reclaim your health by going to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save 10% and get free shipping, or click the link in the description. Government, these are people in Hollywood, certain CEOs, certain people on TV, in the fake news. These people, they need a way out, and war is their way. Now, of course, people go, well, if there's a war, they're going to die. No, they go off into their bunkers. Remember, the war is controlled. They know exactly how this is going to play out. And yes, the next war was going to be a controlled war. And yes, there was going to be a lot of people dying in this country, a lot of cities destroyed in this city. And those people that were guilty of crimes, you really think they were going to serve in the military? Do you really think that they were going to be destroyed? No, they were going to go off someplace else in a bunker or someplace else and wait until it's all over. They were going to emerge and then say, okay, let's restart everything. And this is their plan. But Trump is using this against them. He's going to use what they have planned to wake the rest of the people up. Because what wakes people up? I think nuclear war does. But you could see that China, they have bought a lot of farmland in America that is very, very close to military bases. And of course, this was done on purpose. And there is a map, the New York Post put this out, that shows the Chinese-owned farmland next to 19 U.S. military bases. And this is a huge threat to national security. And just think about what we learned a couple of weeks ago, that these Chinese-aged men, they've been scouting out the bases, and they've been watching, they've been accessing. They're doing it on purpose because, again, it's infiltration. It's not an invasion where we're having people from another country invade during the time of war. They infiltrated this country. They brought them in. And now these people are scouting out the bases and scouting out many other things. And you can see war is definitely building. And it looks like we have a Cuban Missile Crisis without Cuba. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But first, the United States right now, the deep state players, they're going to pause all Patriot shipments to other countries and will redirect all of it to Ukraine. Isn't that a national security problem? So the Patriot and the NASAM missiles are going to head towards Ukraine. So Poland, and this is a Sprinter family, they put this out. Poland, Germany, Romania, Spain, and Switzerland will not receive Patriot complexes and anti-aircraft missiles purchased from the United States. Everything will go to Ukraine. This is a major, major problem. And what does that really mean? It means they're prepared to start a war in Ukraine against Russia. And this is going to cause a lot of problems in the other countries. This is all building right now. And yes, they are bringing us to war. Trump knows the playbook. He knows this. He said this a year and a half ago. I see war coming. Nobody else sees it. Yes, it's heading directly at us. I mean, look at all the things that are taking place right now. Russia and North Korea, what did they just do? They signed a strategic partnership, which rejects the United States sanctions. Douglas MacGregor put this out and said, Russia and North Korea sign strategic partnership, reject United States sanctions. Paying attention? The rest of the world is laughing at a once feared superpower. The treaty provides for mutual assistance in the event of aggression against one of the parties. Moscow or North Korea agree on the same cause of escalation of military and political tensions. It is the confrontational policy of the United States to expand its military infrastructure in the subregion. Such steps undermine peace and stability and threaten all Northeast Asian countries. So they already have this in place, which means Putin now can help out North Korea. Now, do I think he's going to start a war? I don't believe so. If he wanted to start a war, he would have started it a long time ago. Especially when we had Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton overthrow the government of Ukraine. Putin could have started the war right there. Putin could have started the war when we had the Islamic State in Syria and Turkey shot down a Russian jet. He could have started a war back then, but he didn't. So what is happening right now? I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're working with Putin. They're working with Xi. They're working with Kim Jong-un to control the situation as we head towards war. Now, South Korea, they're saying that they're going to potentially or allegedly arm Ukraine. Now, think about this. If South Korea arms Ukraine and North Korea is giving arms to Russia to fight Ukraine, they're on opposite sides, what is Putin going to do? Well, Putin says, listen, if South Korea is going to do this, then we're going to deliver weapons to North Korea. And he's warning South Korea, he's warning the deep state players that, yes, this might happen. So let's see, we have a Cuban Missile Crisis now in the Koreas. Because if South Korea sends weapons to Ukraine, Putin most likely is going to send weapons to North Korea, which means the deep state players are going to send more weapons to South Korea. See how this is building up right now? So what could go wrong? So now I do believe we're going to see that out in Korea, and we're also going to see it out in Cuba, because remember, Russia has their ships, their nuclear sub there, and as things start to heat up, what might happen? You might see the delivery of these weapons. And yes, people are going to get very nervous, people are going to get very scared, and this is the buildup of war. Now again, Trump knows the players. So as we build up, Trump is going to continually come out and say, I can stop this. As president-elect, I can have talks with these people and we can calm the situation down, just like he had peace in the Middle East, just like he had peace and stopped everything out in Syria, just like he brought troops home. Same thing. But look what's happening right now. The deep state players, which is actually the U.S. Department of Commerce, they have just banned Russian company Kaspersky from selling its antivirus software and other cybersecurity products in the country after determining that the firm posed an undue or unacceptable risk to national security. Well, why would that be? Because think about all the cyber attacks right now. Now we have a cyber attack on all the dealerships. Their systems are frozen. You know that this is going to eventually be blamed on Russia, just like everything else. So now the deep state players, they're already making moves and they're banning certain companies. And this is how you build war. And yes, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you're going to see the scare event. And it's going to build. People are going to get nervous. People are going to get afraid. And people are going to hit the precipice. And this is how you wake the population up. This is how you make the people see the truth and see the true enemy. The true enemy is not Russia. It's right here inside our country. And the people are going to see it. And once the people see it, they won't be able to unsee it, and the deep state players will not be able to put them back to sleep. And this is the most powerful weapon that Trump has. Because when you have a population that is completely and utterly awake, and you can't put them back to sleep, the deep state loses its power, and Trump gains the power. And this is how you use the Declaration of Independence to overthrow the tyrannical government. And the plan is definitely working. And as we see the plan work, we're starting to see everything the deep state wanted to do to this country. Remember, their entire mission is to destroy our fabric of life, destroy everything. So when you look at certain companies, yes, there's corporations that are involved in this. Actually, if you go back to Nazi Germany, there were certain corporations that were on the side of the Nazis that were here in the United States. So it's the same exact thing. There's no difference whatsoever. You're going to look back in history and go, holy crap. Look at this. We saw all these companies. They were on the side of the deep state players. They were on the side of the enemy. And we're seeing it all over the place. You see it with Bud Light. You see it with Target. You see it with Disney. And what's very interesting, Ed Wokeness put this out, OMG, they decided to go undercover once again, and they got the senior vice president at Disney, and they are not going to hire any white males. That's interesting. What are they trying to do here? I think we all know. But listen to this conversation. I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is about 2 minutes. Just listen to what this guy says.
There have been times where, you know, there's no way we're hiring a white male.
It's kind of unspoken.
There are times when it's spoken, but
how would they say it?
There's no way we're hiring a white male. It's spoken.
They say like straight to you, or okay.
They'd be very careful how they message that to agents.
According to these videotapes, Disney blatantly discriminates against whites, white men in particular.
I think I'm sort of like well prepared for it. I'm well positioned for it. But as far as Disney's concerned, I'm a white male. That's not who they're looking to promote at the moment.
As a white guy, even Michael has his own doubts about the possibility for advancement for himself at Disney. In fact, Michael actually got to experience Disney's discrimination against white males firsthand.
You know, I've been at the company 11 years now, so I have friends in HR and I have friends in those divisions. And they're like, look, nobody else is going to tell you this, Mike, but they're not considering any white males for this job. They're just not.
They even passed over a qualified half-black person for a promotion because they didn't look black enough.
We wanted to hire somebody in the department a few years ago now who was half-black but didn't, like, appear half-black. And there was a creative executive who was like, we're not, like, that's not what's wrong. Like, they wanted somebody in meetings who would appear a certain way. And he wasn't gonna bring that to the meeting. I mean, it kind of feels like at some point there's going to be a lawsuit. That's kind of how it feels, just because of,
And that is a lawyer talking. So how does Disney explain pushing these discriminatory practices? They use code words and buzzwords.
I'm guessing that there is a acceptable code words and buzzwords that are used to explain what they're looking for. They might say something like, look, we're not looking at like the usual suspects for this job. So it's like not like a legally actionable thing, but everybody knows what it means.
So James O'Keefe, he did an incredible job showing the people, look what the company's actually doing. They are pushing this idea that white people are going to have no jobs in this country. This is reverse racism. That's exactly what this is. And again, he was talking about lawsuits. And yes, they are now primed for lawsuits. There should be an investigation going on right now. But you could see this is what the deep state has done. All they did was flip the script in Nazi Germany. They took a race where they said, okay, they've been beaten on. They were slaves. Let's use them to go after the white population. It's the same thing that they did in Germany. They said, okay, these are the people that have been keeping you down. They spoke to the German people and they said, here, look at the Jews. These are the people. These are the people that you must go after. This is what they're doing to the black people. Okay, these are the people that have been keeping you down. So you must go after them. And this is what they've been doing. And it's the same exact playbook over and over and over. Now, what's very interesting out in Louisiana, we mentioned this yesterday, they passed legislation that they want to put the Ten Commandments in every classroom. Ten Commandments are great. They're a great set of commandments letting everyone know, shall not kill, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and so on and so forth. But again, this brings into question what can be in the classrooms. Now, once again, our founding fathers, they discussed this and they wanted a separation. Now, again, when you see the word God in the pledge, and you see God on the currency that we use today, which is the Federal Reserve note, it says, in God we trust. Now, is that religion or is that just God, because many religions refer to a God. So when you look at the currency, it says in God we trust. I mean, this was brought into existence by Eisenhower. And when you look at the Declaration of Independence, it told the British government, yes, we were born with these rights, that God gave us these rights. Now, they didn't refer to a specific religion. They were just letting the British government know that there was a higher power, and that's where we got our rights. Putting religion into the schools, well, this is going to be a little bit more difficult, because think about it. How many religions are there? This opens up a Pandora's box, and all of a sudden, if you decide to put the commandments in the classroom, can you put then the Quran? Because I think there's like 10,000 different religions. So this opens the door where you can then put any religion in the classroom. But I do believe this is for something else. Again, what has the deep state been trying to do this entire time? They've been trying to remove religion from our society. They've been trying to tell the children there's no religion, there's nothing out there, there's nothing. And that breaks down family structure. It breaks down pretty much everything. And then people don't have belief and they think life is just worthless. And I do believe that this is now being done because think about what you see in the schools today. You see the pride flag all over the place. It's like a religion, or is it a religion? And I do believe all of this is going to go up to the Supreme Court. And I do believe there's going to be a ruling in all this. But I think all of this is about bringing religion back to the country. And the only way to do this is sometime to force it and have people argue about it. Trump, he put this out and said, I love the Ten Commandments in public schools, private schools, and many other places. For that matter, read it. How can we as a nation go wrong? This may be, in fact, the first major step in the revival of religion, which is desperately needed in our country. Bring back the Ten Commandments. Now, I do believe he's right. The deep state, what have they been trying to do? They've been trying to remove religion from day one. And they've been pretty successful because if you look at the young generation, a lot of these individuals, they do not believe in religion. And I do believe this is going to change everything. Because think about it. Think about all the schools and everything that have all the pride flags teaching the children something that they shouldn't be taught because that's really up to their parents. And I do believe this is going to backfire on them because you know all these individuals who are against religion, who are against the Ten Commandments, they're going to fight like hell to say this is not allowed in the classrooms. This is going to turn on them because if that's not allowed in the classroom, then all these pride flags and your belief system in this is not allowed in the classroom. Because think about it. There's about 10,000 different religions. That means you can have a satanic book in the classroom. Because again, if you're allowing in the religion into the classroom, you're allowed to then bring in any religion. So I do believe this is being used to trap the deep state players in what they've been trying to do with the young. And I do believe this is going to completely backfire on them. And they're going to go out crazy and they're going to fight this and they're going to have lawsuits and they're going to go all over to the Supreme Court. And it's going to be ruled that no, you can't even have the pride flag in there. You can't be pushing your beliefs in the classroom. I think this is going to completely and utterly backfire on them. And when you look at what Trump is saying, I do believe this is going to stir up religion again in this country because people are going to talk about it. And I do believe that is where we are headed right now. And I do believe this is a very good strategy to actually counter the deep state and bring religion and structure back to this country. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they have tried everything and anything to get Trump. And they used the corrupt judges. They used everything. They've gone after Navarro. They've gone after Steve Bannon. But you know what the people are seeing? They're seeing the corruption. They're seeing the tyrannical government. And we know that Steve Bannon, he has to report to jail on July 1st. They tried to fight this in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and it looks like it was denied. Julie Kelly put this out and said, one Biden judge and one Obama judge represent the majority. And you could see that this is completely fixed. They want these individuals to go to prison. Again, this sets the stage for the deep state players. Now they can't argue about this. And when they're sent to prison, well, they're going to be sent to prison for a lot more and something that's actually real than what Bannon is being set to in Navarro. Because again, they've done nothing wrong. It was a sham January 6th committee that actually created fake evidence and hid the real evidence and modified videos. So I do believe in the end, people are going to see the truth and they're going to see how the tyrannical government threw these individuals into prison. Now, before the debates, we can see that Biden, he is out at Camp David and, you know, he's walking to the helicopter and he can barely walk. And I do believe he's going to have quite a bit of a problem during the debates. But again, they're going to juice him up and they're going to try to make him look as strong as possible. Now, I do believe they need him until August. So I don't believe they want him to completely crash in this debate. I think Trump is going to hit him very, very hard. But I think since this is on CNN and on the fake news that the D's are watching, I think a lot of these individuals are going to see a different side of Biden that they never saw before. And I do believe this is the introduction to say, hey, I do see there's a problem with him. And I do believe the deep state players, they are going to start the move, the narrative to take him out. But I think they need him to last until August to make the change. And I do believe that's what we're going to see. Now, it would be funny if Trump, he came in late, just like he's late with all his rallies and everything else. Let him just sit there. The juice will run out. Trump will come in and he'll be a complete and utter mess. We could just speed the whole process up. That would be very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is that the Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has announced his intention to launch a legal battle against the state of New York, accusing it of an unconstitutional attack on the democratic process through its legal actions against Trump. Now, right now, Bragg, he is trying to keep the gag order in place, even though the trial is ended, which means they are trying to stop Trump from speaking because it's the presidential election, which means it's election interference. I think that shows the people everything they need to see. But this is what the attorney general put out. He said, I will be filing a suit against the state of New York for their direct attack on our democratic process through the unconstitutional lawfare against Trump. It's time to restore the rule of law. We have to fight back against a rogue prosecutor who is trying to take a presidential candidate off the campaign trail. It sabotages Missourians' right to a free and fair election. I do believe we should have every single attorney general join into this. And we should have all the states now fighting against this. Let's see what happens. But the other thing that's very interesting is that attorneys for Trump, they're demanding a recusal of the New York civil fraud trial judge over allegations that he discussed the case with a third party. And this is Judge Engoron. So in a motion, his attorney cited public comments made by a real estate lawyer, Adam Liebman Bailey, to a local NBC affiliate that he had allegedly spoken with Judge Engoron several weeks before the judge fined the president $454 million for falsely inflating his and his company's assets, which he did not. At the time, the judge denied any wrongdoing occurred. So they are now pushing to get him removed. So this should be very, very interesting. Again, we're playing in a criminal syndicate right now. And will anything happen with this? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see. But today we thought the Supreme Court was going to come out with their opinion about presidential immunity. And it looks like they did not, which means they are going to be coming out with their opinion on Wednesday, June 26th. Now, does this mean it's going to be part of this? Maybe, maybe not. Remember, the Supreme Court judges, they hold their sessions from October until the end of June, and then they're pretty much off. So they're going to have to do something right now, but it's very, very interesting that they're waiting for the last moment, and then they go on vacation? That is very interesting, or they just don't hold sessions. So that is very, very interesting. Let's see how this all plays out. This is very suspect. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the Rhino News Network, which is Fox News. They are now putting up fake polls. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, okay, I've been studying this new Fox poll, and I have concluded it's a complete outlier. They have Joe Biden winning rural voters 50 to 48% over Trump. There is no way that's possible. Zero. And I do believe he's right. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, update, oh my, Fox registered voters has Trump down by how much? Our monthly likely voters-based immigration index has Biden versus Trump matchup question and a Biden versus Trump five-way matchup question, and the results are in. Guess who is up by double digits? I would say it's Trump. But Trump, he responded to all this, and he said the following. The latest Fox News poll is trash. They used a biased Democrat-leaning sample of voters polling more Biden 2020 voters than Trump 2020 voters to skew the results in favor of crooked Joe Biden. I am leading big in virtually every other poll, including in all the key battleground states like Wisconsin, where I just held a massive rally, and Pennsylvania, where I'll be on Saturday. Also, the number one issue in this country is not protecting democracy. It is inflation and immigration. If it is protecting democracy, Trump is your best choice, because crooked Joe Biden is the greatest threat to democracy in history, with his open border and weaponization of our justice system against his political opponent, me. Fox News polls have never treated me or MAGA fairly. Don't worry, we will win. Fox News should get rid of Paul Ryan and get a new pollster, but they won't. And he's absolutely right. But what's very interesting is that the Winklevoss twins, they decided to donate $1 million in Bitcoin to Trump and will be voting for him in November. That is very interesting. And the other thing that's really interesting is that Trump, he has wiped out Biden's cash advantage. Trump has raised $116 million compared to $91 million that Biden raised. So he is outdoing Biden right now. And this with, and think about it, this is with Trump being convicted of a crime, which really doesn't exist. So the people, they're not believing any of this, which is very, very interesting. And this brings us to the 2024 elections. Because, again, the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to try to use their same cheating system. Yes, they have different tactics they're going to use, but they have to come up with the ballots no matter what. They don't have COVID this time, but they will try to create as many ballots as possible. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to realize that the number of ballots and the time they need to feed the ballots in is going to be a very long time. This is why Trump, I do believe, is saying, make it too big to rig. Now, once again, if we use their cheating system and we win, what is the deep state going to do? They're going to challenge the 2024 election. And actually, we have Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer. He says he's preparing to challenge the 2024 election results. We're seeing and have seen election officials say, if I'm not satisfied with the outcome here, he says, I may not certify. I'll just block it. And you saw that play out very dramatically in Michigan in 2020. That is something that we might see more of this time around. So they're already looking to block the certification of the election. So if it is too big to rig and Trump and the people are able to override their cheating system, if we're using their election system, what are they going to do? They're going to challenge the 2024 election. They're going to try to put a hold on the election. They're going to delay it and say, we're not going to certify. Now, again, Trump took that ability away from the vice president, which is Kamala Harris. She can't hold it up anymore. She doesn't have that ability to send the legislators, send the results back to the legislators saying that we're not going to certify. Please look at this. So she doesn't have that ability right now. No vice president does, because remember, the D's, they made it law. So this is going to be a huge problem for them. Now, if they decide to delay the elections by some type of an event like a cyber attack, and we're starting to see cyber attacks gain speed right now. We're starting to see a lot more of them, and they just hit a car dealership. I think 2 days now, everything's frozen, and the car dealerships, they're complaining about this. If they decide to delay the election with some type of event like a cyber attack, and we go to paper and Trump wins, are they going to do the same exact thing? Are they going to challenge the 2024 elections? Are they going to try to delay everything? Absolutely. What are they going to try to kick off? Number one, chaos. They're going to try to make the Trump supporters angry. They're going to say they're pissed off because Trump won in either case, and they're not certifying. So they're going to try to kick off a civil war, and I do believe they're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters to try to kick everything off. And they're going to have people on the other side, which is Antifa and the illegals. Actually, they're one and the same, you know, Antifa, who are dressing up as Trump supporters, Antifa on the side of, hey, Trump won, and the illegals, they're all the same people. They just have different costumes on. They're going to fight each other one way or another. I do believe you'll have the Patriot Front group out there. And they're going to try to have the Trump supporters join into all of this. And you're going to have both sides. One side is going to say, oh, Trump won, we're angry. The other side is going to say the elections are delayed and Trump won, and we're pissed off about the delay that you're not certifying them. So I do believe they're going to try to create chaos in this fashion. Plus, they're going to really ramp up war. And this is why Trump continually says, as president-elect, I can have peace. Because it's not before he's elected, it's after he's elected, and it's before he's inaugurated. So that time between November 5th and January 6th or so, where they certify the election, this is the time frame that they're going to try to kick war into high gear. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they already know the plan. Trump is telling you the plan. He's telling you exactly what's going to happen. Is it going to look scary? Is it going to seem like it's a very long period of time? Absolutely. But I do believe in the end, Trump will negotiate peace and he will counter everything that they're trying to do. But during these couple of months, will it look scary? Absolutely. Will people be on the edge of their seat? Absolutely. Will it wake a lot of other people up? Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that war is going to start, you know, right after the election. War is going to build up as we approach the election. This is what's going to wake the people up to vote for Trump, because when they see war coming and he says, listen, I can calm this down in a second. I know the players. All you got to do is elect me. That's what people are going to see. And yes, after the elections, to cover up all their crimes and everything else they've done, they're going to really ramp it up where we might see other things happen. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in control of this. They know the playbook and they know exactly what they're going to try to do. And with Biden and his team challenging the 2024 elections, it looks like the big lie has then come full circle and people are going to see the truth. And people are going to be exposed to almost everything, because remember, Trump declassified it all. He said he's going to show people JFK files, 9/11. I think he's going to show people a lot more. And people are going to learn who the enemy truly is, and it's going to be backed up with documentation. You're hearing and you're seeing who the enemy is, but I think in the end, it's going to confirm everything. And once that happens, the people, they're never going to ever allow this to happen again. And the people will always fight back against these people that have been trying to weasel their way back in. Yes, eventually, maybe in 200 or 300 years, they'll do it again. But again, as of right now, the people are going to understand. The people are going to see it, because they've been fighting for their freedom, just like our founding fathers fought for their freedom. And once you fight for your freedom and once you know who the enemy is, it's a lot easier to keep them out. And all this is being done is because the Patriots have taken control. So you could see who the true enemy is. And we will win in the end. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.